Proclamation number 8202, dated the June 29th, 1962. Exceptional help at the time of misery. Even the worst misery in the coming time should not alarm you, for to the same extent as my adversary works during the last days before the end, when his raging will be plainly recognizable, I will let my flow of grace pour into you, so that you will certainly be capable of resisting him. And the closer it gets to the end, the more distinctly you will also perceive my reign and activity. I have to manifest myself in an exceptional way in order that you will not despair and fall prey to him. For you will not shy away from using cunning and trickery. You will develop extraordinary power, and you will need much strength in order to resist him. I will truly not leave you without help during this time of need, and I will also be perceptible to you. Time and again you will hear about remarkable help people receive who faithfully call upon me. You will experience instances yourselves which demonstrate my love for you and reinforce your faith. For I will reveal myself in extraordinary ways to you, providing you don't relinquish the bond with me, but trustingly rely on me that I will lead you out of all the misery in the last days. And you may also be permitted to witness my personal appearance where your love will allow for it. And I will appear to you in your dreams and bestow comfort and strength upon you. You only need to spend sincere thoughts on me, and in prayer establish the relationship of a child with its father. Then you may truly experience me as a loving father, for I don't want to lose any one of you who already belongs to me due to his will, who desires to become blessed and to be one of my own. However, you will certainly need this extraordinary help, for the time which is still at my adversary's disposal is running out, and since he is aware of it, he will still rant and rave and try to pull you down by oppressing you in every conceivable way. But Roman 1, 2, will influence you remarkably and protect you from his onslaughts, since I know that your will applies to me, which therefore gives me the right to avert him from you. And even my vineyard laborers will want to work more diligently still, because my adversary's activity will be so obvious to them that they will thereby recognize which hour has struck on the world's clock. Therefore they will also know that the end is imminent, and that his activity will come to an end, that he will be placed in chains for a long time again. But it requires an exceptional flow of strength, for you will be too weak on your own, given that my adversary will go to any length in order to plunge you into ruin, and were I not to confront him with my power and my light, he would certainly succeed. Even so, you should fearlessly approach this time. You will survive it and remain victorious, because I myself will walk next to you and fight on your side against your soul's enemy. And thus I promise you, who want to belong to me, my every assistance. I will always be present to you, and a mere thought will call me to you, for love unites me with you, who once came forth from my love, and this love will not let go of you and protect you in all adversity and danger. Therefore it will manifest itself remarkably when the time of immense misery befalls the earth, because the end has come. Amen.